Gann suspected that Austin made his own luck, but he didn't press the matter. He'd take it up with Doyle. His security chief was making his way toward them. He glanced at Austin, the only person not dressed for the fox hunt. Is there a problem, Mr. Gant? Not at all. This is Kurt Austin. He's my guest. Remember his face so you'll recognize him the next time you see him. Doyle smiled, but the eyes that studied Austin's face were as pitiless as a viper's. Gant led Austin to a spacious patio where a crowd of red jackets had gathered. He ordered a servant to bring them a pitcher of cold water and invited Austin to take a seat. Austin sat down, placed his cap on the table, then Gant spoke. We're both busy men, so what can I do for you? Cancel your plans for a polar reversal. I'll humor you and pretend that I know what you're talking about, Mr. Austin. Why would I want to cancel this so-called reversal? Because if you don't, you could be putting the entire world in jeopardy. How's that? I don't know why you're interested in creating a shift of the magnetic poles. Maybe you're just getting bored with slaughtering innocent animals. But what you don't know is that a magnetic shift will trigger a geologic movement of the Earth's crust. The impact will be catastrophic. Gant stared at Austin for a moment. Then he laughed until his eyes brimmed with tears. That's quite the science fiction plot, Mr. Austin. The end of the world? Or close to it, Austin said, in a voice that left no doubt as to his seriousness. The ocean disturbances that sunk the Southern Belle and one of your own transmitter ships were minor harbingers of the damage to come. I was hoping you would see reason and halt your plans. Gant's jovial expression disappeared, to be replaced by a sardonic smile and a raised eyebrow. I'm curious, Mr. Austin, what made you think I was involved in some bizarre plot? Spider Barrett, the man who developed the polar shift mechanism. This Barrett person has been telling you tales as strange as his name. I don't think so. He and his partner Margrave are geniuses who have the money and talent to prove it. I'm not sure where you fit in. You can be sure of one thing, Austin. You made a mistake coming here. I was thinking the same thing. Austin picked up his cap and put it on his lap. You're obviously not interested in anything I have to say. I'll be on my way. Thanks for the water. He stood and plunked the cap on his head. Gant rose and said, I'll have someone get your horse. Gant signaled a groom and told him to bring the Arabian to Austin, who pulled himself up on the saddle. Doyle saw him preparing to leave and came over. He held onto the reins as if he were helping. I can find my own way out, Mr. Gant. Thanks for your hospitality. You'll have to come back when you can spend more time. I'll do that. He nudged the horse with his knees, and it shouldered Doyle out of the way. Doyle released the reins and stepped back so he wouldn't be stepped on. Austin flipped the reins and galloped away from the house. Doyle watched Austin ride away. His features were as hard as granite. Do you want me to take care of him? Not here. Not now. Have someone follow him. I'd like to find out how he got onto the property. It looks as if you'll have to take another look at your security precautions. I'll do that.